We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I want to have a high commendations for Stu Taylor. He's been a supporter of financial education and my message for years. He's a great guy. Keep listening to him.
All right, we're back, and we've got a great guest and a great topic. I'm so happy to have the opportunity to be merely the catalyst for allowing it. It's my show. I can allow anything I want. But joining us is Tim Fernholz. He's a reporter at Quartz, where he has covered the space industry since 2012. I want to give you the short version because I want as much time on the air for Tim as we can possibly get. The name of the book is Rocket Billionaires, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the New Space Race. And it's published by HMH. And welcome to the show, Tim. Congratulations on what is a superb book with a lot of great pictures, too.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you this morning.
Tim, I just want to make a remark here on capitalism, which doesn't have anything. Well, it does, but not directly with the book. People being so critical of the separation here of the rich and the poor. And let's put it, the rich at the very top. I mean, certainly Jeff Bezos, and we can name some others. Elon Musk is not bad either. He's hit that $1 billion mark. And as a result, along with Richard Branson and others, the wealth that they have has created the tremendous opportunities that lie ahead of us after our space program remained dormant for years. And I don't know if it ever would have been revived. And I certainly don't know if the government, which has no capabilities of doing anything, would have been able to revive it without their marriage and their connection with the private business.
No, I don't think so either. You know, what we've seen in the 21st century is a new generation of extremely wealthy entrepreneurs going in and disrupting the aerospace industry, really the space industry, and sort of helping get the U.S. space program back on track when it had really got caught up in sort of never-ending, you know, engineering reviews, program delays, cost overruns. You know, there's a space industrial complex as well as a military industrial complex, and it's very interesting to see these companies competing now that people like Elon Musk with SpaceX and Jeff Bezos with Blue Origin, his space company, are getting into the mix too.
Yeah, I mean, what Bezos may take over the world, but And as much as I personally don't like his politics and what he stands for, I love his involvement in this, because what he's doing is forcing to raise the level, I think. And I don't want to play psychologist, even if people like Elon Musk, who is a completely different personality driven guy. And there's no doubt about it. You know, that the power aspect, I want to be the first. I think this is just great, which results in this tremendous, tremendous collaboration. I remember exactly where I was, the time of the day, and how much in shock I was when I saw the Christa McAuliffe, when that rocket exploded, and I figured this...
The Challenger disaster, sure.
Yeah, I mean, my dreams were dashed, because ever since I've been a little kid, I've been dreaming of aliens, whether they're here or not, who knows. But I always had that dream of finding extraterrestrial life, not on my own, but with the help of some other people. And here we are, and I can go back as recently as my interview with Buzz Aldrin, and the problems that we were having were, it was highly questionable. I remember in that interview whether we would ever get back. Of course, he had the hope and yearning. What precipitated this, and how much, forget the second half of the question, because I think it's too obvious. What precipitated this?
Well, Challenger is not a bad place to start, because in the early 1980s, before Challenger, you know, everybody really thought that we were going to be sending people to space, you know, monthly. We were going to be doing all kinds of business up there. We were sending people from private companies up to do research. Christa McAuliffe was obviously a teacher from my home state of New Hampshire. Sending her up was demonstrating that we were going to put just regular people in space, and we were going to make space normal. And the Challenger disaster, when that space shuttle exploded, lost a bunch of astronauts, really put a halt on things. And the U.S. space program had to rethink what its goals were, what its priorities were, and really, you know, decided to take a lot less risk. And throughout the 90s, as you know, NASA decided to build the International Space Station, which is a really incredible, orbiting laboratory the size of a football field. You know, we've kept humans in space there continuously since 2000. Still, it didn't really leave them room to do anything else. They spent a lot of money trying to replace the space shuttle, and they never did. And in 2003, it was sadness and tragedy all over again when we lost the shuttle Columbia. Again, we had people die, and that really put a nail in the coffin of the space shuttle. And that brings us, you know, right to the early 2000s. Suddenly, NASA knows it's going to cancel the space shuttle, doesn't have a replacement. We have to start relying on Russians to send astronauts up to the space station. But you have this new generation of internet entrepreneurs, people like Elon Musk, who started his company in 2002, Jeff Bezos started his company in 2000, Paul Allen from Microsoft funded a guy named Bert Rutan to build the first reusable private spacecraft that flew in 2004. And suddenly there was a new paradigm where you would have people trying to be competitive and control costs and look for business solutions instead of people spending, you know, as much money as they could to make sure there was zero risk in spaceflight, which you really can't do, and it gets you locked in sort of a vicious cycle of delays and over-budgeting. And it was this sort of situation when George W. Bush was the president, you know, we realized, you know, we got to switch courses here. And NASA, under the Bush administration, and a guy named Michael Griffin, who was the administrator then, decided, you know, we're going to do this little pilot program, and we're going to put $500 million into letting private companies compete just to fly cargo up to the space station. And that was the program that really made SpaceX what it is today, allowed it to build its rockets. And I don't know if you saw the Falcon Heavy launch last week, or if any of your listeners did.
Perfect simultaneous landing.
How amazing is that?
Who can comprehend it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I would urge you look up the China space program. When their boosters come back, they crash into the hillsides and blow up with toxic smoke. I mean, it is the new generation of rocket technology, and it wouldn't have happened unless we had this public-private partnership between NASA and these private sector entrepreneurs. It's sort of
let me interject here. You know, you talk about the consequences of what happened. One of the most amazing things to me is that we're using reusable rockets. I know nothing about this except to say that sounds incredible.
It sounds incredible, and it's also sort of incredible that we didn't start doing that before. If your listeners don't know, most rockets, when you send a satellite to space or you send astronauts into space, the bulk of that rocket just drops off and either burns up in the atmosphere or crashes into the ocean. And these are not cheap vehicles. These are extremely expensive things. And that's one reason why it's been hard to do very much in space, is it costs so much to get up there. And what I found really interesting in writing this book is, as you said, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are very different people. They have very different personalities. But they both honed in on the same problem, which was reusability. You know, you don't take a 737 and throw it away at the end of, you know, your New York to Miami flight, and you shouldn't do the same with a rocket. And that's why SpaceX has been able to beat its competitors by underpricing them, because it's designing this reusability technology. And that's exactly what Blue Origin is doing with its small New Shepard rocket that's going to probably fly people into space this year, and its huge New Glenn rocket that it's building in Florida now.
Amazing. We've got a long way to go here, and I don't want to get caught asking you a question with about 20 seconds to go, so I'll kind of tease the question by saying when we come back, I would like you to talk about just what an integral part of all of this Richard Branson is. Obviously flamboyant, productive, brilliant. And if there are any other figures on the scene here, if there are any other individuals who fit in with this small group. This is Stu Taylor. We're going to take a break, come back with Tim Fernholz, rocket billionaires, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the new space race. Published, by the way, HMH. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio. Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Schweitzer, author of Clinton Cash, and I was just on the radio with Stu Taylor, one of the best talk show hosts in America.
I've been getting a few emails wanting to inquire about Tim's background. We are back with Tim Fernholz, rocket billionaires, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the new space race, published by HMH. And let me just give you a little bit more here. And here's a reporter at Quartz and the host of the Quartz Marketplace Economics podcast, Actuality. He has been reporting on SpaceX since 2011 and was a Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, journalism fellow and a fellow at the New America Foundation in Washington, D.C. So there you go. And again, we're thrilled to have Tim with us. Tim, you and I were talking before we went on here in just a couple of minutes, and I talked about how fascinating all of this is, maybe more fascinating to me than anything in life about the prospects of the future. I mean, not science fiction anymore, science fact. And you said, well, and I said, it's too bad, you know, most of us aren't going to live to see it. He said, we're waiting to see what's going to happen the next 10 years. Okay, save me the next 10 years from waiting. What's going to happen?
Well, it's funny. I was talking to an astronaut when I was starting to write this book. And, you know, American astronauts right now are a little bummed out that they can't go to space from the U.S. They have to go to Kazakhstan. But I was talking to this guy, and he said, you know, I'm so excited. We are building, you know, three different new spacecraft in the U.S. right now, and that's just at NASA. There are, you know, two more being built. And so in the next 10 years, we're talking about one – Jeff Bezos' company is going to start launching people into space in its new Shepard rocket. They could start doing that this year. They're expected to do the first test flights. And that could mean you could pay, you know, maybe $100,000. We don't know the price yet. Go to Texas and fly into space. Richard Branson, who you mentioned before, another space entrepreneur, has a company called Virgin Galactic that's been trying to build a space plane for 14 years now. They've had some setbacks. This year they are going to do a powered test flight again, so they want to fly people into space this year. Boeing, the traditional aerospace giant, and SpaceX are both building two of those new spacecraft I mentioned that are going to take American astronauts into space. That's supposed to happen next year. So those are four big things that are coming forward. We're also hearing about new moon missions. The Trump administration has said, look, we want to go back to the moon. They asked for $150 million to start working with private companies, and there's a bunch. There's one called Moon Express. There's one called Astrobotic in the U.S. that want to send privately funded robots to the moon to start exploration there. That's something we're going to see. And then there are people like Robert Bigelow, who is a entrepreneur. He's a Las Vegas real estate investor, but he also has a space company, and he wants to put private space stations in orbit within the decade to start sending people into space. And it's funny that you mention extraterrestrials. I have to mention this just because it's such a crazy story. A couple months ago, the New York Times had a big story about how there's a secret Pentagon program tracking sightings of UFOs, mostly by Air Force pilots and naval aviators, trying to explore them, and collecting apparently metal artifacts from supposed UFOs. And this guy, Robert Bigelow, had a government contract to assemble all of these alloys and investigate them, even as he's working to try and make private space stations happen. And that's one of the most interesting things about this whole field is you meet these people who are very successful, very wealthy, doing incredibly complicated things, and they're so passionate about space, and they really believe that whatever is out there is the next big thing for humanity.
What do you, I mean, I'll ask the question. I don't know what to expect for an answer. What do you expect that additional trips to the moon will bring us that will add to our already, I mean, it certainly was a successful legacy. Just the thought of it. Do you have any specific things from any of these great entrepreneurs that might add to the benefits of going to the moon?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is one, it's obviously a big debate. There are people who say, look, we've been there, we've done that. There's not that much we can do there. What we need to really do is go to Mars or go to the asteroid belt. But I think the more pragmatic people talking about space exploration make a few really good points about going back to the moon. One is we know now that there's water on the moon, and there are a lot of space engineers who think if we can go collect that water, we can use it to make rocket fuel, we can use it to make oxygen, and that will allow us to much more cheaply spend more time in space doing stuff. And that could also enable future missions to Mars or the asteroid belt. You know, if you take your rocket up to the moon, essentially, and it's a kind of gas station where you fill up again and then keep going. There are also other minerals on the moon. There's an isotope of helium, helium-3, that gets a lot of attention because people think you could use it in fusion reactors in the future. That's a lot more speculative. But the biggest case is if we want to go do bigger stuff in space, we need to figure out how to live and work and survive out there over the long term. And we can do that more easily on the moon and then tee us up for future exploration.
All right, just got about a minute and a half, and I want to ask you, I saw Elon Musk in an interview and about his aspirations to go to Mars, and he was asked whether or not it's feasible to live on the moon and on Mars. And he said, yes, but we'd have to heat it up. And the question was, how do you heat it up? And the answer he gave was to drop some nuclear bombs on the planet on Mars, and that will heat up the atmosphere.
That's very classic Elon. He's a man who, given a problem, will take physics to the ultimate solution. So if you want to warm up a planet really quick, that's one way to do it. I think he was probably joking, but it's always hard to tell with him. But I think one thing is for sure that Elon sees a future where Mars looks a lot more like Earth. You know, famously, he gave a speech in 2016 at the International Astronautical Congress laying out his multiplanetary vision. And in the background behind him, you see Mars changing from red to green and blue. His whole thing is that humans need to live on more than one planet if we want to survive, and that's how he sees it happening.
All right. This has really been thrilling to hear about your book and what's ahead in the future. Certainly a lot of new information for people. Rocket billionaires Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the new space race. Tim Fernholz has been our guest, and Tim, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I guess I just did, didn't I?
It's been my pleasure. Have a great one.
All right. I thank you all for listening. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. 453. That's 800-470-4453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio. Life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
All my bags are packed.
All right, we're going to jump right into this because the very important segments, and although the importance of wealth and estate planning should go on all year, it requires a lot of specific attention now. It's tax time, plenty of time to think about making those changes, and you can still do them. Considering the filing date, and here to join us with our monthly series. Today we have the pleasure of having Debbie Lovett on. She is a wealth management consultant at Blue Prairie Group in Chicago. And rather than give an extended explanation, those who are listening are familiar with it, go to blueprairiegroup.com, blueprairiegroup.com. You get all the advice you need right here. And it's from people who don't have quite any special interest in saying, oh, you've got to buy this or invest in that, and that's one of the things to watch out for. But I'd like to open by first greeting Debbie and saying it's so nice to have you on again, Deb. And every time we talk, and this subject comes up in estate planning, I think of my people who procrastinate. They never do things. They avoid. I mean, some things are painful. You just do them. My closest friend, I hope he isn't listening, he'll be ticked off. But he's quite brilliant in his profession, and he retired. He doesn't have a will, and I'm sitting here thinking, how is that possible? He's written many wills for other people. How important is it to get things in order? And especially, I mean, my goodness, they have a will, so you don't have the state determining a lot of things.
And Stu, you've nailed it right on the head. So it's obviously very easy to procrastinate. It's not an easy topic, so A, that's one reason. B, it seems overwhelming, right? The more decisions you have in any process, the harder it is to jump in, right? You get decision fatigue, something like that. And then also, depending on what your situation is, there may be other people in the process you're making decisions with, a spouse, you may be involving children, and so it just keeps getting like this larger and larger problem that you have to attack. But what I suggest to people who are putting it off, and typically this serves as a very big nudge, and you said it yourself, when you pass away without a will or other estate planning pieces in place, your state of residency decides what happens with your assets, even your personal belongings. So the legislation and the court system in your state takes your life's stuff, the stuff that you can't take with you, and distributes it for you. So if you just merely Google, what happens in the state of Massachusetts if I die without a will, and you take just a few minutes to read through that, and then maybe a follow-up question would be, how would my family change that process or argue against the decisions the court are making if necessary and see what they would have to go through? And you suddenly see that it's much simpler and so important for you to be making those decisions yourself. And you've gone through life making all these decisions for yourself, you know, independently, hopefully. You know, sometimes there's teamwork, sometimes you make decisions with your spouse, with your family, right? As you'll maybe making decisions for estate planning. But to go through life making all the decisions for yourself and then have the legislation in your state and the courts in your state take care of everything after you've passed. It's just, I guarantee you, there are few people who, when they see what happens, they say, oh, well, that's exactly what I wanted to have happen, right? So it's you just got to go. You've got to push yourself to do it.
You got to. And I think of so much advice I got from my late father, God bless him. And one of them was, if you're going to do something, Stu, do it the right way the first time. Because we're all sitting here, all thinking, well, what about the expense of this? Is it worth it? Maybe, I don't know. I have a friend who lived across the street. He moved out. He lived here for, I don't know, 20, 30 years. He never had an alarm system. And he said to me, see, I was right. Because I pay for an alarm system for my house. And he says, I never had a problem. I said, well, you know, you rolled the dice. You came out ahead. You know, I've had peace of mind all these years. And there are so many people who think, well, I don't want to spend the money. It's expensive. It's too expensive. And I'm not saying blow the money, and I'm saying pick the right people, but spend the darn money.
Right, right. So in terms of that, so even if you have a resourceful person, so let's say I'm the head of my family, I am a go-getter, I find the time to do the things I need to do, so I decide I'm going to save some money and put the effort into using one of the online wills, which I'll tell you, those services are very good. They actually serve a very good purpose, and you can find yourself learning a lot and educating yourself. So at the end of that process, you feel very good about what you've created. However, then fast forward to the time that you've passed away, and whomever you've left in charge, whoever you've made executor, whoever you've made trustee, if you've got trust involved, that person then picks up the ball empty-handed. They've got the documents in their hands, but they don't have a contact firm. They don't have a contact person. So now you've added at least two steps to their lives. The first step is that they've got to interview and find an attorney to help them through the process. The second step is that firm that then picks up your paperwork may not have all of the backstory that they need to truly be working in your favor. All that they've got is what's in black and white, and sometimes there are gray issues that arise, and those attorneys have no information from you. So while you've saved yourself some money and done all this yourself, you've effectively passed on more work to the people that you leave in charge when you're gone. Now, perhaps you have, you know, just a stable of very resilient go-getters who, despite their grief, are going to be able to do that. But it's not something I recommend. I understand that some people just don't have the funds. But if you have the funds, it's one of the best places to hire an expert and really have someone there in place for you.
There are so many ignorant decisions. I don't want to say stupid. There's a difference between being stupid and being ignorant. People just turn the other way and they think, well, this is going to be easy. I'll just leave my estate half to each kid, or I will I'll give so much to a charity, and a lot of that is obviously individually oriented. And they don't even think about, well, who should be the trustee? You have to have a good solid basis. Who should be the trustee, the executors? And then you've got to be darn careful, because it gets very entangled. Families expand, and all of a sudden you have the repercussions that could happen if your daughter or your son is married and there's three or four grandchildren, and how should the money be allocated? Oh, I'm not sure I trust my son-in-law. I put it in my daughter's name, or I put it in the kid's name, have it paid out over X number of years. Take us through some of that, because those aren't simplistic decisions, and you do need the advice of a professional for that.
Right, right. So, and first I'll start off with the professional Google, which of course isn't, but if people who don't have professionals in place, if you simply Google, what does an executor do? What does a trustee do? You know, if you think that that list perfectly matches, and I'm just going to use a very sexist, maybe outdated idea that has hung around, a lot of families choose, if they have children, the oldest son is going to be the trustee and the executor. And you look down those lists and you think, is the oldest son the one who should be doing this? A, to begin with, another individual may be better. B, you may find that just because of the way that the family operates, it may be better to take family out of that picture altogether. And in terms of your idea of things expanding and changing over time, you know, there are, we live in a society where there are second marriages. We also live in a society now where we see more and more people, unfortunately, you know, fall into addiction. And you have a child who is facing addiction, then you face the option of trying to protect them from getting too much money at the wrong time, right? It's not that this person is worth less and should get less. It's that this person really, for their health, needs to be protected from having, you know, too much liquidity, for lack of a better word, you know, at their, you know, their ability to get a hold of money. So an estate plan, here I'm saying, don't procrastinate, get it done, and then you'll feel so good. You do continue to look at it over time. You look at it 3 years later, 5 years later, when there's been a change, when even when you've just moved to a new state, it's something that, you know, it's living. You keep it alive. You keep thinking about these things.
All right. Well, we've got lots more to go. This is one of those frustrating situations where I wish we had 2 or 3 hours to talk about it. But I think we should plan on coming back and doing. We're going to come back right now and do a little bit more and watch those red flags. This is Stu Taylor back right after a break with Debbie Lovett of Blue Prairie Group.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former police commissioner in New York and chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
Segment, as we do every single month here, I don't know, it's been two or three years, and a continuing ongoing pleasure with Blue Prairie Group. There are five offices. The principal office is located in Chicago, and not here to sell anything. Debbie's not here really to sell anything. Gary Silverman, when he comes on, isn't. We're trying to provide a tool for education so that you can say, gee, I listened to this, I never really thought of it, and we cover it in just an expansive amount of material. And I want to give you the website. It's blueprairiegroup.com. Highly respected in the industry, highly respected. And Debbie, we're coming back now, as you've been graciously going over all of these big estate planning red flags, and if we had another hour, I could give you a ton of them as well. But what is it that people should understand in terms of sharing information and what not to share? You know, you think of family, you think of friends, you say things that you can come back to regret. It happens. It's become less and less frequent in my life. I just keep my mouth shut all the time. But it's a problem, isn't it?
It is, and a lot of it has to do with the idea of the more information people have, the better, and sometimes that just is not the case. So one example where that's absolutely true is when you're talking about your health and how you feel about your care should you become incapacitated, right? Those discussions are extremely important, so that should you be in a hospital unconscious and the doctor is asking your family to make some really tough decisions, they have your guidance through things that you've told them, put in writing, discussions you've had, so that even if the decision is a very hard one, right, that they have the force of your decision behind them to help them make it. So in the case of that, you know, I never want to be on life support. Keep me alive as long as possible. You know, look at these, if I'm going to be paralyzed, blah, blah, blah. Those conversations are extremely important to have. Now, the other conversation... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I don't want to... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's okay. So another flavor of conversations regarding estate planning, you have to really read the room. So, for example, if you have four children and you and your spouse have decided that there is a way that things are being distributed, that in your lives, you and your spouse have decided this is fair, this is the way it should be, and you feel strongly about that, and yet you believe that your four children may feel differently than you, then you have to think, is it worth talking to them about it now so that they're not surprised later? Or if you talk about it now, does it create discord now where they're going to be trying to convince you to do otherwise, where it's going to pull them apart now, right? So anytime that you have a decision that you're making that could possibly create some sort of discord in the family, it is well within your right to withhold that information. You don't have to go tell everybody what your decisions are. The most important thing you can do is, while you're living, you know, model why you will have chosen that option, right, so that they're not surprised should it happen. But let's say you've got a 69 Mustang that you absolutely want to give to Johnny for this reason, but you understand that the kids may be upset about that. You know, is it worth having this conversation for the next 20 years while you're alive, or is it worth putting a handwritten note explaining to the children at your passing, you know, but by virtue of this amazing Sunday afternoon that I had with Johnny in the Mustang, I would really like Johnny to have it. Should it still be in my possession, right? Love you all, Dad. So picking and choosing what you share is important.
It is, and I think once you do it, it's not done. You know, it's like having certain degrees. You have to keep getting updated. Every year, what's the typical procedure? I know we would do it every single year. We review our estate planning. Things change. New kids come in. We want to be sure, again, that we're protecting our family and our kids for the for the future. And it requires work. It doesn't mean that you have to just say, hey, look, you know, it's done. I'm not going to review it. In other words, review your estate plan.
Right, right. And now you say that you review it every year, which I applaud you. That's great. We typically see people who are, I'm going to put in air quotes, which no one can see, on top of things. They're reviewing it every 3 to 5 years, and then a change in lifestyle. However, there are the biggies that you just, obviously, you don't just sign this piece of paper and walk away. So if you're a young couple and you've assigned guardianship to your children, and as you go through life, you realize, well, you know what, rather than my sister, since his brothers moved closer to us and their kids are closer, maybe we should ask them about guardianship. You don't say, we'll address that in 3 years when we review our estate planning. You address it then. You know, it is a living, breathing thing. You can make changes but to almost all things at any time. And if you ever put something in writing that can't be changed, you'll be well aware of it.
All right, I'm going to give you 1 minute, only because we have 1 minute left, and I can go in 100 areas. Make a concluding statement in a minute on something we haven't covered.
Yeah, well, I'm actually not going to listen to you, Stu, and I'm sorry about that. I'm going to go back to what the most important thing that you let off with. You have a friend who is very smart, who has helped other people get their estate plans in order because he understands how important it is, who has not done it. These are when you postpone or procrastinate, it's not because you are a broken individual. It's because people do it, and you really cannot, really cannot. So if anyone takes anything away from this who does not have an estate plan, does not have assistance or isn't thinking about it, you just take the time to do it. It's well worth it.
All right. I want to, before I thank Debbie, I'll thank you formally. I have to get this in. Geraldo Rivera will be joining us probably in about a week and a half here, his new book, The Geraldo Story. And I'm looking forward to this. I've wanted to interview Geraldo for years. I want to thank Debbie Lovett. Blue Prairie Group for joining us and talking about the big estate planning reg flags that come up. And you can't let this go, folks. You got to get it taken care of. Debbie, so nice to talk with you again. And I want to thank everyone for listening. We'll see you here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.